Thank you so much for calling. How can I help you?
Yeah, is Eliza Coleman there, please?
Eliza Coleman, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Jason Hulfley.
Jason Hulfley. Okay, please stay with me. Let me check. Will you please let me know the concern? Eliza is not available in the office right now.
Okay. If she could call me back, she and I were talking and discussing my book, and I wanted to give her feedback and some information. With whom am I speaking right now?
This is Richard Austin. I am the representative of the company, the receptionist.
Maybe you could help me. Richard, the problem is this. I have a book that the format I can't change because it would take me too long. And Patrick Anderson, I'm already speaking with him, said that I can just edit it myself. But I signed up for, you know, an editing service. You're a ghostwriting service. So since you can't do that, I've already spent $999 for the global marketing. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do instead of asking for a refund is to have you actually print out my book because you did a fine job on the cover. And I really like the cover, but since your editorial team cannot edit the book, I would say instead of marketing it for me and spending all that time, are you also a publication service that you can have my book printed up and sent to me in about 3 to 4 weeks?
Yes, I need to have a word with the team about this because I really don't have information like the formatting.
Right, right.
Yes. Because I am not related to that kind of work, and there's
a
person related
I
to the field
to
can guide
back.
You better. Okay, I will ask them to give you a call back once they are available, and they will reach you out.
Yeah, but only Eliza, because she knows my situation. So
okay,
if you could have her call me
Eliza
back
to call
instead
you back.
Of somebody else.
After
Excellent.
An hour,
Thank
she
you
will
so
give
much.
You a call back, okay?
An hour? Okay, I'll be here.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.